Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Darius Washington's murder trial is underway for the fourth week this week. Washington was charged with first-degree murder in the 2019 killings of Alexis Trujillo, Nancy Trujillo, and Rafael Jaramillo on Brittany Lane near Whiteville. Prentice McDuffie also faces trial in the case. The mother, child, and father were gunned down in their home on Brittany Lane during a robbery. WTAB AM radio in Taber City is off the air after 71 years. The home of the popular Swap Shop and religious broadcast went silent at 7 a.m. Monday. The last song played by DJ Eric Sellers was Kenny Rogers' Buy Me a Rose. WENC Whiteville also ceased broadcasting in January. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area despite that nice blessed rain that we had yesterday. Long-term forecasts are calling for an extended drought and active wildfire conditions through the month of June. 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off Friday at the Boys and Girls Home Farm at Lake Waccamaw. There will be antique tractors and farm equipment, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, a great big old antique yard sale, and so much more. We'll be providing live coverage all weekend long via Columbus County TV and ColumbusCountyNews.com. We'll be out there for all 3 days of the event. Stop by and say hello. Hunters, fishermen, and kayakers, as well as other outdoors enthusiasts, are in an uproar over a bill being considered by the General Assembly. Senate Bill 220 was filed by Senators Bill Raven, Danny Britt, and others on February 27th. A section of the bill would prohibit boaters from launching any watercraft from banks along public rights of way. It was forwarded to the Senators by the Wildlife Commission, and essentially, it would require boaters to use boat ramps, even in areas that are not convenient boat ramps. The State Department of Public Safety has launched a new tool to help find missing children. The Missing Child Repository will assist in locating missing juveniles. It will also help authorities identify those who can't identify themselves. This repository includes all juveniles reported missing in North Carolina. By the way, there were 8,748 missing children cases reported in North Carolina just last year. Family members can now submit a photo of a missing child to be included in the repository. They just email the child's name and case number to missing@ncshp.gov. For more information, go to ncdps.gov. Porch piracy is a national problem. North Carolina is no exception. We've got them everywhere in our state. A bill passed by the State House will increase punishments for mail theft. Under HB 34, mail larceny would be sentenced one class higher than the usual sentence for larceny. In other words, if an item only had a misdemeanor value, but it was stolen as a result of being dropped off by the Postal Service or another delivery service, the perpetrator could be sentenced at a felony level. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.